All right, what is up, MGM marketability viewers, listeners, wherever you're at? Just want to say thank you so much for watching and listening and just supporting us in any way that you guys have. It's awesome, and we're very grateful for that. And of course, other ways that you can help us is just sharing the podcast with someone. If it resonated with you, or if you just really enjoyed it, or you feel like, hey, this is like for this one person, I would just highly encourage you to please just share it and just bless someone that, you know, with the information that we're putting out there. And then of course, if you can, you know, like and subscribe, of course, all that cool stuff. But realistically is like, if it's just making an impact, just let us know somehow. Comment on the YouTube video, send us a message on Instagram or Facebook. We would absolutely love that. Okay, into today's video. This is going to be another short one. I'm by myself again, as you can see. Everybody's very busy. This is a very crazy time of the year. I always feel like whenever you're coming up on fall season, things just started to ramp up, even like in business, but also just in life, right? Because holidays are coming up and people just tend to get overwhelmed. I'm feeling overwhelmed right now, just with work and life and everything, right? But that doesn't mean that you should stop, okay? So the topic I'm going to get into today is actually something that you can implement into your business to where you can, it'll help you create leads and even customers a lot easier so you can take some of that stress off, okay? So it's very simplistic, but it's show your potential customer proof that you can do what you're saying you can do. Okay. So it sounds simple, right? It's like, yeah, you need to prove yourself, right? In some way. But the best ways to do that is what I'm going to talk about today. So, basically, I mean, it could be anything, right? It could be, so like for us, like we like to do social media marketing, like to do commercials for TV. We like to get them on TV shows and just get their name out there in any way possible, specifically in video form, right? So the best thing that we can do is show people, hey, once we started producing videos for this client, and then you know, or before, this is the engagement that they were getting, and then after we started producing videos for them, this is the engagement that they're getting. And just have screenshots of engagement. Obviously, you don't need to show the company's name or the client's name or whatever, like that's irrelevant. It's just showing them like, hey, this is what we did, this is how far we've taken it, and this is the transformation, and this was the investment. And this is how it paid off for them, because it's like, since we did this, this made them that much more money. And then another example that I like to use is like for myself is I like to, you know, do like, if I'm trying to get a client for mixing for my studio, what I like to do is give them kind of a rough mix, or they'll have sent me a rough mix, and I will just put like a polished mix together. It won't be like a perfect thing, but then I'll do like an A/B. I'll be like, hey, this is what I did in like an hour or two compared to the rough mix that you sent me. And I was like, you know, and then I'll just kind of, you know, motion towards, hey, think about what I can do if you hire me and I spend, you know, a full amount of time on this and get it to where, you know, it's completed, it's finished, and just showing them that A/B. And that's also another thing I've helped churches with live stream audio is, where you can take, you know, their live stream, and it sounds terrible, like a lot of churches' live streams do. And then I can show them, hey, if you trust in me and pay me a certain sum of money, I can actually take your live stream audio from this to this, and it's way better. And then I can also train you on how to keep that kind of quality up week to week with your own volunteers. So, I mean, come on, like that's, it, you know what I mean? So like, it's like you're actually showing them proof with their own product. Okay. And then I would say the third way to do it is just get a client testimonial, like get a really raw, real testimonial from one of your clients saying, yeah, when I hired you, this company, whatever, it transformed my business. It transformed this. It transformed that. Because people ultimately, they want transformation, right? And so if you're wanting more clients, you have to market the transformation that they're going to get by hiring you, by using you. And if you can do that well, then I feel like you'll have a never-ending flow of clients to where you may get overwhelmed. but in a good way, right? So yeah, that's like, you have to show proof. Showing proof to people, because there's so many, I know you can attest to this, there are so many people out there saying, I can do this, I can do that, but there's really no proof. It's just Facebook marketing and catchy taglines and pretty faces, right? Like, it's not real. It's them trying to create the business to create, and some of them are probably real. Some of them are probably really great and do a great job. I'm not knocking everybody who's doing this, but if you can show people like exactly what they're going to get or exactly what they can get if they hire you, if they use you, it's going to be a game changer, because they'll actually start to realize that this is real, that you're real and that you have real results and that you are the real deal, because you don't want to, you know, be known as the person who has faked their way through and not done anything real. And so if you're like, wow, that would work great for someone established and who's been doing this for a while, you're totally right. I'm not disagreeing with that, but you're like, what if I'm just starting out in the thing that I'm doing? And so it's always a touchy subject. I feel like, in a way of like, people disagree. It's like, you should always be being paid for what you're doing. You should always charge the price of what you're worth. But if you're just starting out, no one knows who you are and no one cares, right? Because they're looking for results. They're looking for transformation. You have to offer something maybe for free. And maybe it could be small. It doesn't have to be like this big old, you know, thing. Like Growing Meat is at the state to where we don't really offer many things for free. And if we do, it's usually out of charity, for a charity or something, or some sort of organization like that. But when you're just starting out, it's okay to do something very cheaply. It's okay to do, for me, to mix a song when I first started for $50, which it would take me like 6 to 8 hours. It actually takes me longer now. It took me longer back then to then do what I do now, but I charge more because the quality is better. And I'm better. So that's a whole nother podcast is you don't get paid for the time, you get paid for the value. But anyways, if you're just starting out, don't hesitate to do something for free, especially if it's someone who you want to work with. And don't be afraid to set the boundary of saying, hey, I'm going to do this for free for you, this one project or this thing for a month or something, whatever your work is. But then say after that month, it's no longer free. Just, it's almost like a trial period. And that's another way that you can get people in, depending on the service that you are doing, right? It's very dependent on what kind of business you run. But you can also do a trial period where it's like, hey, you get 2 weeks of this for free, whatever. Maybe it's an online service or it's a social media management service where you kind of just tell them, hey, this is how I want you to manage your social media for the next 2 weeks, like almost like a consultation, and do like a full consultation. And you know what? Do not hold back. Do your best work there. Because if this person's doing in the free trial period for me, I can't imagine what they're going to be doing 3 months from now after I've been paying them and we've gone through all of my social media and done all this stuff. So don't hesitate to actually like add real value whenever you are doing free work. Because one, they're going to look at you as a legit entity and a legit person who is going to be good at what you're doing. And they probably won't blink an eye at actually paying you, which is ultimately what you want, right? And then second, it makes you better, like just in general, like as a person. It's not even necessarily... this isn't like directly business related, but it is related, because if you get the ideal of like, I'm going to put out the best work that I possibly can, no matter if I'm getting paid $1,000 an hour or $10 an hour, whatever it is, you're going to become better than most people out there, because people don't want to put their best foot forward. Let me backtrack that. People do want to, they just don't. They just, you know what I mean? Like it's never been easier to get ahead of people, because people don't want to put in the work. They don't want to get in front of a camera like this and put content out there to help their business. They just don't. Like and maybe it's fear, maybe it's neglect, whatever it is. Like, it doesn't really matter. Literally, if you're just putting your best foot forward every single day, doing your best work, no matter what you're doing, eventually you're going to get paid what you're worth, and maybe even more. Like, to where you've just made good connections, you've had good integrity, and you've done great work for so long that people just expect you to be charging astronomical amounts, and they're okay with that. They're coming in with that mindset of like, okay, I'm gonna pay for this because it's worth it. I hope that makes sense. I hope I didn't make that too confusing. But if you are just starting out, just go for it. Like, just do what you need to do to get it going. I think one of the best things I heard this week, I was listening to a podcast. It's really, really good. He calls it the until formula. And if you have the attitude of, I'm going to figure this out, I'm going to do this until it happens, that's it. Like, that's like not giving up, right? The attitude of never giving up and figuring it out and doing what you're supposed to be doing. And, you know, I believe in God in the Christian sense of form. So I believe that God has actually put skills and ideas and dreams into us so that we can do those for his kingdom. And it's very intentional. It could literally be you being a finance officer at a company, which doesn't sound like God would bestow something like that, but he does. He puts people in specific places. And I think there's a lot of times that we avoid that calling out of fear of man or whatever, right? And so, or just being not good enough. Like, I'm 32 now, and I actually kind of want to learn Spanish, but I legitimately am scared of even trying because I'm scared of sucking at something. And that's so stupid because God even tells us to be like a child in learning, especially when it comes to learning, like the heart of a child. And that just means like, you just keep going until you figure it out. And then when you figure it out, you have fun with it. That's it. So I hope this podcast made sense to you. Ultimately is if you can show proof to the potential client of, hey, this is the change. This is the transformation. This is the thing that you're going to get in return for the money that you're spending with me or the time that you're spending with me or whatever it is, or if it's all of it, you can win. Like, you can absolutely win every single time and have a never ending list of business because that's how it works. And, yeah, that's it. I think that's it. I don't know. Was that a short podcast? Yeah. Anyways, it doesn't need to be long. It's just me today. And in all honesty, I don't think I need to drag this out. I think you understand what I'm saying and what I'm getting at because I don't, yeah. Anyways, I just want to say, I love you guys. You know, I really do appreciate anybody who watches or views it or listens or whatever. Like, it doesn't really matter. If you guys could, please just like and subscribe. Just show some love and share. If anybody needs to hear this, if you know a business owner that needs to hear that they're struggling with finding clients or maybe not attracting clients to their business, then please share this with them. And if they got any value out of it, please tell them to comment and even message us. Like, we would love to connect. And then last but not least, we would actually love more podcast guests. We want to have guests on the podcast. It's been actually really a lot harder than I thought it would be to get podcast guests on. So, if you want to be on our podcast, we could talk business, entrepreneurship, leadership, marketing, obviously, sales, like any of it. Like, we want to chat with you about it. We want to even help you promote your business if we can. And so that we can all move forward because a rising tide lifts all boats. So thank you guys for watching again, and I'll see you in the next episode.